Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past decade, we have learned of several K-12 education programs that have attempted to introduce students to various career opportunities. Recently, we've come across another one, this time originating at an upstate middle school. Eddie Payne is assistant principal at West Oak Middle School. He joins us by phone now from the school in Westminster, South Carolina. Eddie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you for having me today.
So tell us how all of this got started and give us a brief overview.
So in 2019, Mike, I had this epiphany to leave the corporate world and join public education. And upon that, I was teaching in a STEM program, which obviously is science, technology, engineering, and math. Really decided that students needed to know the difference and understand the difference between what would happen in a classroom versus the real-world opportunity. So I created this program called From the Boardroom to the Classroom. It's really multi-part, and I work extremely closely with Deb Wallace, who is one of our career counselors here at the school, and truly multifaceted, from having folks from other state agencies come in and visit with our students to learn about military careers. We have had an evening in the fall where we had career clusters and had representatives from several of those clusters, such as health and human resources, law, business management, advanced manufacturing, come in. And each student, as you might think of a job fair, could come up and ask questions to these folks that are representing their clusters.
And so are you able to follow the results of this program, follow the students to see if it has ignited any career interest here?
This year has probably been our best year to really do that, Mike. And what we've done for really that career following and the data for that is we have a program in eighth grade. So after they've been through a couple years, they can job shadow of their choice someone that they feel like, or a career that they feel like might be interesting. And this year we had over one third, approximately 83 eighth graders participate in a full day off campus event for them to learn more about their experiences and then come and report back. So we thought that was probably the highest we've ever had, and pretty excited to see those numbers and the results of that.
Can you share with us some of the companies who are participating with you on this?
Mike, we have had magistrate judges, we have had medical professionals, manufacturing professionals or manufacturing companies. Most of them have been where students have had their own experiences. Lift Tech is a privately owned business that manufactures and works on specialized forklifts, and they were a big part of that as well. We have a couple of private veterinarian offices where our students were able to come in and actually experience some of that small animal veterinarian experience, because we are in such a rural area. Also, Mike, we had students that were interested in education work with our district office. We actually had a student work with our assistant superintendent for a day, and also in other elementary schools that are looking at education as a career, which is extremely exciting to us.
So not just STEM, but pretty much any career.
Right, absolutely. So with the Boardroom to the Classroom, you know, my background was in the STEM world, but we really want them to see that there are opportunities throughout, and we want them to choose that based on assessments that we work on, and so they can determine exactly what they might want to do and help direct them versus them just haphazardly choosing something.
And so do the students sometimes come with you and say, hey, I'd like to find out more about AI companies?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's so interesting that you say that, because one of the things that we hear a lot is students want to be involved in gaming and YouTubing and all of those things, including AI. But we try to make sure that we can measure what their interests are and where their skills are aligned before we can say, sure, you can be a YouTuber and make millions. We want them to understand that might be a dream goal, but let's really come up with a realistic one and maybe one that we can settle on in our community.
And now, have you heard from other schools that might want to adopt this program?
We have not heard from other schools. We have shared this with our district level, and they are extremely interested in what we're doing. The certification that Ms. Wallace and I both have is called a Global Career Development Facilitator, and we have multiples of those. But I'd like to proudly say that we probably have the largest job shadow day in the district.
Letty, thank you so much for your time today and sharing this information.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Eddie Payne is assistant principal at West Oak Middle School in Westminster, South Carolina. We will have a link to the school posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.